This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, let's work the supply chain problem here then, shall we? Limits on purchases that Amanda was just telling us about. Record-breaking container ship backlogs that we have covered I don't know how many times. For consumers and those in the business of retailing to consumers, not great. For those who occupy a different slice of the selling stuff to people industry, though, oh, it's a nice opportunity. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on that one.
Think about a tinsel Christmas tree that might be sitting on a shipping container right now, says Jeff Ruxigal, a general manager at Liquidity Services.
Hopefully that Christmas tree makes its way in a timely manner through the retailer supply chain and is on a store shelf in time for the holidays.
But this year, with ships waiting more than a week on the water and warehouse space at capacity,
sometimes that Christmas tree may get to the store too late.
Ruxigal helps send those extra trees to discount stores, even in January.
Sometimes those retailers or small businesses will hold on to that inventory all the way until next Christmas season and then sell it for a higher price.
If stores get too much holiday inventory, extras might head to Curtis Grieve, VP of Liquidation for Inmar Intelligence.
It's going to start flowing to me probably in the second week of December.
He plans to sell that stuff to discount stores that don't have enough merchandise. His buyers are already emailing him.
Demand for toys and any kind of those Christmas gift categories, those are off the charts.
Another bonus is the growth of online shopping, which has an average return rate of 30%, says Howard Rosenberg, CEO of B-Stock Solutions.
After all the holiday sales happen and the returns come in end of December, beginning of January, that's kind of our Christmas.
The more gifts sent back, the more business for him. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.